This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Well, we have a bit of a circus performer in the studio with us right now.
We do. Tommy from the National Institute of Circus Arts joins us in the studio. How are we today, Tommy?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You're not a morning person, are you?
Not at all.
No.
He's all perky and sprightly.
I'm trying to be.
I'm trying to be, he says with disdain.
Yes. Now, Tommy actually took us for a bit of a session a couple of weeks ago, and I've never had a session with a boy that has left me so bruised and battered.
I have to say, I agree with that.
I had bruises all over the backs of my legs and we were only there for an hour.
Exactly. Yeah. I've never been spun around so much and, you know, felt like I was going to throw up on you.
Welcome to the circus.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, so how did you first get involved with circus arts?
It kind of started with an obsession with Cirque du Soleil and just watching it and being, hey, that's really cool. And then I was always a bit flexible and I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a go, see if I can get somewhere with it. Kind of worked on it a bit and got into NICA.
Fair enough. Now, you've been doing a 3-year course. Before, you were telling us before that you had actually never done anything to do with circus. Is that right?
That is correct. So I used to do science at Sydney Uni, and I only did dance classes like once or twice a week, and then I had a change of heart and said, yeah, I'm going to try this circus thing, and it kind of worked for me.
Wow. Now, what do you actually learn in the... You've been doing the course for 3 years, is that right?
Yes.
Yes. What do you actually learn in that 3 years?
You start off with basic training, which is handstands, tumbling, and flexibility. You also do basic aerials and basic adagio partner work. From there, you then pick your specialties. Each person picks two specialties in under 4 categories, and you train them day in, day out for 3 years.
So what are some of the things you could specialize in?
Well, there's 4 categories. There's manipulation, which is your juggling, your plate spinning, meteors. You've got aerials, which is trapeze, all 50 types of trapeze that there are. Mm. Aerial hoop, cloud swing, web. You have...
Sorry, aerial hoop. I was very excited because I got that.
Yeah.
Equipment, right?
Yes.
Well, sorry, continue.
2 points.
Cool. You have ground to air, which is Chinese pole, teeterboard, Russian swing. And then you have ground-based skills, which is handstands, adagio, stuff like that.
When Ads and I came a couple of weeks ago to NICA, when you taught us all those tricks on the aerial hoop and the trapeze, you said to us that as a circus performer, one of the first things you learn is all about injury.
Yes.
Why is that? Well, I know why, but can you tell us?
Well, circus is a high injury industry. So,
really?
Part of the course is actually to do an anatomy class specializing in injury prevention and management. So you just learn, okay, so my knee's gone pop. It's learning to know what that is and how to handle that and what to do. And also the recovery process can be like sticking needles in your eye because you're just sitting there all day, every day, wanting to do what you need to do and you can't because you've got this one little thing that's wrong with you.
And you're telling us between all the students, there's a bit of a competition on who gets the best injury.
Yeah, in normal society, like someone will have a bruise and people are like, oh, that looks really painful. How'd you get that? And then with us, if someone comes in with a bruise and everyone's like, yeah, that's really cool. Love that. Yeah.
Have you guys, like, on stage when you're performing in a show, if that happens, are you trained to sort of deal with that or do you just walk off stage, like cartwheel off stage or something like that?
It depends on the severity of the injury. Like, sometimes a show will get stopped and they'll do the whole proper thing if it's a big injury. Intermediate injury, that person will just go off and then you've got to talk amongst yourself backstage and figure out how to fill them in for the rest of the show. And sometimes you just fall, you get up, you keep going. Sometimes you fall, you get up, you try the trick again until you get it right.
It is a tough business, isn't it?
It is.
Arts?
And have you had any major injuries?
Not really. I've had some falls in my time, but nothing too major, knock on wood.
I think you were telling us that a couple of people flew into walls, is that right? Or fallen from great heights? Or
There's lots of that.
That's like a debt in the life of Nike, really.
Yeah, pretty much. There's always someone broken.
Now, you're telling us that you get to choose 2 things that you specialize in. What do you specialize in?
I specialize in contortion, hand balancing on chairs, and aerial hoop.
My gosh.
Well, we aerial hoop you showed Ads and I. You can check that out at thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com. I have to say that it looks easy, but once you hop on that hoop, struth.
Yeah.
It's high up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also seems like you're spinning faster than you actually are.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, I screamed a bit too much, I reckon.
Now, one question. Tell us a bit more about the contortion on the chairs.
Basically, it just involves me doing a handstand on a chair and trying to stick my own butt on my head.
Okay, fair enough. You must be fun to have at dinner. Would you just sit down and eat your dinner?
Tommy's at the dinner table. Tommy, please get that butt out of you.
Well, it's funny, like, I'll be out somewhere with friends or whatever, and people will be like, oh, you're in the circus, do a trick. And I'm like, no, that's my job. I get paid to do that. I don't want to do that now.
Now, the students are actually graduating and they've got a show coming up. We're going to have a bit of a song now and then we're going to talk about this great show that if you don't go see, I'm going to get a clown to hunt you down and get you.
That's very mean, Ad.
I know.
Almost as mean as this song. Britney Spears, Circus. How fitting. Update crew on Joy 94.9.
There's only two types of people in the world.
Brad Pitt.
I'm not Angelina Jolie.
But we know that all good-looking people listen to the Hump Day crew on Joy 94.9.
Shall we adopt them too?
We've got Tommy joining us in the studio at the moment. He is from NICA, the National Institute of Circus Arts. You're about to finish your three-year course, Tommy. What are you going to do afterwards? What happens to all these circus performers when they're pumped out?
We all try to get jobs.
And is it like being, I guess the closest thing I can think of is like being a dancer, so you've got to try and find shows and different things like that?
It's like being a dancer, except it's more competitive. It's more like it's a smaller community, so
there's not so much a demand for it?
No. Demand for circus is growing quite a bit, but like there's not as many like big companies or anything that you can join.
And do you reckon you'll end up staying in Melbourne, or will you stay in Australia, or will you be overseas?
Nobody knows. The plan is to stay in Melbourne until something takes me overseas.
Yep.
Are you more thinking Cirque?
Cirque
du Soleil?
That's my personal goal. Not a lot of people want to go there.
Really? Yeah, because you'd think that, it's kind of like the Oxford of circus institutions.
It comes across that way, but yeah. Cirque has certain ways of doing things which some people agree with, other people don't. Like, some people prefer to have a more contemporary, like, circus style and prefer smaller companies. Other people prefer more traditional circus, like the whole big top in the ring and the animals and all that.
Mm.
So it just depends on personal likes and dislikes.
And we were speaking about this when we came to NICA. In Asia, they have very, very strict training for their circus performers. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I only know a little bit about it, but yeah, it's kind of crazy over in China. Like, kids are sent off to circus school at the age of 5, and that's like all day every day for 10 years, and they just pump out like crazy circus kids, and it kind of puts us all to shame. We're kind of like,
because I saw a couple of Chinese little kids perform in Barakai, the last circus show, and they were kind of juggling all this water. It was just amazing how they did it with such, you know, precision. And it was amazing.
It is. Now, something else that'll be amazing is before you guys go into the big wide world, you've got one final show. It kicks off tonight and it's going until the 13th of December. It's called Rhapsody. Tell us a little bit about it.
Rhapsody is based on the myth of Narcissus, the man who was amazingly beautiful and could only love himself inevitably. And there was a wood nymph named Echo, who fell in love with him but was never had that love return, and the boy Arminius, who fell in love with him as well and had tragic results.
So it's got a bit of a gay theme to it, has it?
Yeah, it's got a few gay undertones. There's a scene which is based on the idea of girl meets boy, girl meets girl, boy meets boy.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's also like it's taken that myth and added the whole concept of identity, and how on the internet these days you can have pretty much whatever identity you want. So the show is literally online on Facebook. Every character has its own Facebook, and there's a Facebook page where we've actually had to submit like the academic part of doing a show online and do it as our characters.
So what you're saying is part of your assignment and final assessment was based on stuff that was done on Facebook?
Yep, pretty much.
Cool assignment. Why didn't I have that when I was doing uni?
Yeah, create a Facebook character and that's your...
Exactly.
Yeah, DNA. Wow.
It's pretty much what you do every day anyway. Yeah.
It's actually kind of scary, like, when you're doing it, just thinking, wow, I wonder how many other people just have these completely false personas on Facebook or other things like MySpace and Gaydar and stuff like that. And like when people start, like random people start adding your character and you're like, write to them saying, sorry, this isn't a real person, this is a character for a show.
Wow. So if you'd like to catch Rhapsody, it's on at Nika for the next 9 days or so, kicking off. Tickets are from easytix.com.au. You can spell easytix, easytix.com.au. Or for more info, you can call 9214 6975 or go to nika.com.au.
Well, you and I are going to go see it, and I can't wait because that set looks amazing. And I know I haven't seen the full construction yet, but oh, I'm excited.
Yes, and one thing I do like about circus shows as well is you enjoy it, but you're sitting there nervous the whole time.
Exactly.
Because if someone's suspended from the roof, hanging by one leg or three toes, and you're going, my God, that is amazing, and they could possibly die.
The tightrope freaks me out, especially I saw how thin your one was on the set, and I'm like, oh.
It's high as well.
It's very high. It's like 4 tiers up in the air, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So you're going to be balancing on chairs and swinging on rings?
I sure am.
Very, very exciting.
Injury central on Rhapsody.
Yes. Yeah. So there's nothing.
I get nervous watching because like a lot of my friends doing stuff as well.
Yeah.
There's some bits where if they fall off, they hit a tower of scaffolding. And it's kind of like...
It's kind of like life and death, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Oh, my gosh. What a predicament to be in.
Yeah. So if you want to see someone die in the next week or so, come along to Rhapsody. It's going to be very exciting. Of course, all those details will be on our blog as well. Tommy, thank you very much for coming in today. It's very early and you've got a show to do tonight.
Not a problem. I'm going to go home and sleep.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.